And so any activity that we perform, any sacrifice that we perform, it has to have its reference in Shastra, and we have to be instructed as to how to perform that.
Și orice acțiune care o îndeplinim trebuie să aibă referință în Scripturi și să fim instruiți de asemenea cum să o îndeplinim.
For instance, Srimad Bhagavatam says Yagyai Sankirtana Praya is that the Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan.
Așa cum, de exemplu, Srimad Bhagavatam spune că Yuga Dharma este Sankirtan.
And Bhagavatam doesn't say the Mahamantra.
Srimad Bhagavatam nu spune foarte mult în acest sens.
Upanishads give the Mahamantra, and it's also, yes, Upanishads give Mahamantra.
Upanishadele dau acest Mahamantra.
Kali Santara Upanishad, and there's also in the Chaitanya Upanishad.
Kali Santara Upanishad și de asemenea Chaitanya Upanishad.
But how do you know that that's the Mahamantra?
Ne spun, aceasta este Mahamantra.
Because the Acharyas say, yes, this is the mantra that should be chanted when you talk about Sankirtan.
Și Acharya spun, aceasta este mantra care trebuie să o cântăm când vorbim despre Sankirtan.
Of course, there are other songs and mantras that we sing, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Există și alte cântece care le cântăm, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, de exemplu.
And then Bhagavatam doesn't say how many times you have to chant it.
Și apoi Srimad Bhagavatam de asemenea nu spune de câte ori trebuie cântat.
No, Shastra doesn't say how many times you have to chant it.
Scripturile nu spun de câte ori trebuie cântat.
The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says you have to chant 64 times. 64 rounds.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spune trebuie să cântăm de 64 de rânduri.
So Guru was establishing this is the requirement, this is how much you have to chant.
Guru stabilește aceasta este cerința de atâtea ori trebuie să cânti.
Although he would actually then let for grihasthas, in other words, devotees who were working, who weren't full-time devotees, they could chant 16 rounds minimum.
Și a alocat pentru devotații care erau grihastha, care lucrau, ei puteau să cânte 16 rounds de minimum.
Prabhupada also chanted, started with 64 rounds.
Și Prabhupada asemenea a început cu 64 de rounds.
And then he, when he saw that it was just too much concentration for the young devotees, so he gave 16, and but that was the minimum.
Și atunci când a văzut că e prea multă concentrare pentru devotați tineri, a zis 16, dar asta este minimum.
So here's one thing which has two aspects.
Aici există un lucru care are două aspecte.
One is that the acharya in this case, not necessarily the spiritual master, but Srila Prabhupada is the acharya, he will adjust, or he will say how the practice of sacrifice should be done according to time and circumstance.
Aici este un exemplu care acharya, și la Prabhupada și acharya, ne explică cum cântarea sankirtan trebuie făcută conform cu timpul și circumstanțele.
Chant 16 rounds.
Cântați 16 rounds.
That's not the prerogative of any spiritual master. That only the acharya can do.
Nici maestru spiritual nu poate face aceasta. Asta numai acharya poate să facă.
And that's one perspective that he makes the adjustment.
Aceasta este o perspectivă, el face o ajustare.
And why is it that every spiritual master cannot do that?
Și de ce nu orice maestru spiritual poate să facă asta?
Because you don't know whether Krishna is going to accept it.
Pentru că nu știm dacă Krishna va accepta aceasta.
Just if I tell you, okay, Rambhadra, from now on, you only have to chant 4 rounds a day. And he may be very faithful and think, oh, well, that's good, that's all I have to do. But how do we know that on the basis of the 4 rounds, Krishna is going to take you back to Godhead? Unless one is actually empowered, as Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to make these kind of adjustments and arrangement, or you can even say a contract with Krishna, it won't work.
Dacă o persoană nu este împuternicită să facă aceste tipuri de ajustări și aranjamente, sau chiar putem spune contract cu Krishna, acestea nu vor funcționa.
So then I will have cheated him, and he will have been cheated.
Atunci aș fi înșelat și el ar fi fost înșelat.
But still, we see that these adjustments are being made.
Și totuși vedem că aceste ajustări sunt făcute.
Adjustments in terms of rounds.
Ajustări în termenii rândelor.
Prabhupada had ladies moving into the ashram and becoming becoming brahmacharinis.
Srila Prabhupada a făcut acest aranjament în care doamnele veneau în ashram și deveneau brahmacharini.
In Bhagavatam you find the word brahmachari, but you don't find the word brahmacharini. So again, there are principles, and even there may be adjustment in principle, but it's up to sadhu, acharya, guru to make these adjustments.
Există principii și există ajustări în principiu. Guru, sadhu și shastra ei pot face aceste ajustări.
And also to give the line of application.
Și să ne dea felul în care putem aplica lucrurile.
So anyway, that is what this point is, that all these different types of sacrifice are approved by the Vedas.
Asta e ideea acestei afirmații, că toate aceste tipuri de sacrificii sunt aprobate de către Veda.
And so Krishna says, Shastram vidimutsija vartate kama karata na sasitim na vatmutim na sukam na paramgatim. Na shastra vidimutsija. If you reject shastra, if you reject guru, if you reject acharyas, then shastra vidimutsija vartate kama karata. Then your kama karata, your
whimsical,
yes. Then you're acting whimsically.
Și Krishna descrie în acest fel că dacă o persoană respinge scripturile, cuvintele acestei spirituale.
Now remember, Parokshavada Rishaya.
11:21-35.
Exactly. Why don't you tell me?
I just now will find it.
11:21-35. Parokshavada Rishaya Veda Brahmatma Vishaya Strikanda Vishaya Ime Parokshavada Rishaya Paroksham Mama Chapriyam. Krishna says the Vedas divided into three divisions ultimately reveal the living entity as pure spirit soul. The Vedic seers and mantras, however, deal in esoteric terms and I am also pleased by such confidential descriptions. So it is this word parokshavad, that's what means esoteric language.
E acest cuvânt care apare parokshavat, care înseamnă limbaj esoteric.
Exoteric is something that you immediately see and understand, and esoteric is something that is hidden.
Esoteric este ceva ce ascuns și exoteric este ceva ce este vizibil imediat.
So, nushasa vinimutshijavartati kama karata, it's whimsical nasasithim. And from those type of activities you cannot get siddha, perfection.
Activitățile acestea care țin cont de scripturile sunt capricioase și din ele o persoană nu poate să atingă perfecțiunea siddha.
Na sukam, or you cannot attain happiness.
Nu poate să atingă fericirea.
Na param gatim, or you can't get the supreme destination.
Nici suprema destinație.
So that's why Rambhadra can't chant four rounds. Won't get siddhi, he won't get sukha, and he won't get paramgati. I'll stop here, and I guess next Kalanananda Maharaj, he'll continue from verse 33. Devotees have any questions or?
Dacă există întrebări.
May I please ask the offensive of inattentiveness? How can we be attentive while chanting the Maha Mantra?
Cum putem să evităm ofensa neatenției? Cum putem să fim atenți când cântăm Maha Mantra?
You have to do it. Practice.
Trebuie să o facem prin practică.
Vyasena tukantena vairagina kriyate. They have to sort of give up all those other subjects which lead to inattentiveness.
trebuie să renunțăm la celelalte subiecte care ne conduc spre neatenție.
And it's a real poison, inattentiveness.
Neatenția este o adevărată otravă.
Because it's not that it just happens when you're chanting.
Ea nu se întâmplă doar că atunci când
cântăm. It's all the time.
Se întâmplă tot timpul.
So these 10 offenses to the holy name don't relate to when you're chanting japa. They relate to any time of the day. It becomes an offense to the holy name.
Aceste 10 ofense nu se referă numai atunci când cântăm numele Sfânt, ci oricând în timpul zilei ele devine ofense la numele
Sfânt. So if I'm cooking for the deities and I'm talking about, I don't know, who's getting married tomorrow, then that's an offense to the holy name. Because you're not being attentive to what you're actually doing. So it's not possible to be inattentive in japa if to be attentive in japa if we're inattentive all the other time.
Atenți la japa dacă suntem neatenți în tot restul zilei.
So it's a real science to be focused on what we are doing.
Este o mare știință să fim focalizați asupra ceea ce facem.
And with whatever we're doing, we're very conscious of that activity.
Ceea ce facem, suntem foarte conștienți de acea activitate.
Or devotional practice. And if we don't, and if it's a mechanical activity, then we should be very conscious of Krishna. We should be making a practical effort to be conscious of Krishna. So Prabhupada gives the example of cooking. He says a good cook doesn't have to think about cooking. It just happens automatically. But then you should think about Mother Yashoda cooking. Or you should think about some other Krishna conscious topic. But we shouldn't think about some mundane topic. On the other hand, when we're, for instance, doing RT or something, then we shouldn't be thinking about, we should be absorbed in offering those articles to the Lord. Someone else?
How can we answer to the question, how can you know that Krishna is God?
How can you know that Krishna is God? This is not your answer, but I'll give the answer after. Prabhupada, this was like last year, and Prabhupada was somewhere, I can't forget where some Indian asked him, who is God? And every second lecture for the next 3 months, Prabhupada is saying, I'm here in India, in where Lord Ramachandra appears, where Krishna appears, where so many incarnations appear, and someone is asking me from India, who is God? And Prabhupada is just repeating it over and over again. And at one stage you get in Calcutta, you get really worked up, and just at the audience, she says, you don't know who is God? Anyway, Krishna didn't appear in Romania, so it's a fair question. Vlad the Impaler appeared. So I guess you have a reason to ask who is God.
Um,
Yeah, because Vedic authority says that Krishna is God.
Autoritatea vedică spune Krishna este Dumnezeu.
So you have to accept some authority.
Fiecare persoană trebuie să accepte o anumită autoritate.
Otherwise, someone asks, well, how do you know someone else isn't God? There should be some authority first that confirms that that thing, person, is also God. And then, of course, that same scripture should also point out what are the qualifications of God. And if we see and examine what the qualifications of God are, then we will see that Krishna fits the bill the best.
Dacă vedem o listă cu calificările Domnului Suprem, vom vedea cum Krishna se potrivește cel mai bine.
So, for instance, Aishwarya, Samagrasya, Virya, Yasya, Shriya, Jnana, but these are the six opulences that are listed as the symptoms of God. But show me somewhere, aside from saying that he's the creator, what other criteria there is to be found elsewhere for God. God is love. That's a common one. But in terms of actually, what are the criteria by which you recognize who is God and what is God? There are very, very few when people ask that question, or even people who want to answer it.
Există foarte puține criterii în general după care o persoană poate judeca cine este Dumnezeu și cine nu.
But when you study Bhagavad Gita, you study Srimad Bhagavatam, then you'll see so many criteria by which you actually measure what is supreme, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dar dacă studiem Bhagavad Gita, putem să vedem că există foarte multe criterii după care putem să originăm cine este persoana supremă și care este natura sa și cum putem să înțelegem.
And then you can either try and study all the people in history to see who best fits the bill.
Și atunci putem încerca să studiem toate persoanele din istorie să vedem cine se potrivește cel mai bine.
If you have access to universal history.
Dacă avem acces la istoria universului.
Or you can just do what Arjuna says, Asita, Devala, Narada, Vyas, because so many great people have already accepted it, then why should I do the experiment? I'll just accept the result. So here's Narada Muni. He's perfect self-controlled brahmachari. He travels anywhere throughout the universe. He's the spiritual master of people like Vyasadeva. And he says that Krishna is God. That's good enough for me. Otherwise, I don't know, some kid in university whose mind's been messed up by all kinds of philosophies, who smokes drugs, has illicit sex, he's going to tell me who God is? Or a messed up university professor who takes drugs and has an issue. He's going to tell me who God is.
Some professor de universitate tulburat care ia droguri și face sex ilicit. El poate să ne spune cine e Dumnezeu.
So no, we listen to perfect people.
Trebuie să ascultăm persoanele perfecte.
And if a person is a perfect authority, then we accept them.
Și dacă acea persoană este autoritate perfectă, îl acceptăm.
And then ultimately, of course, what they tell you is Krishna's God. And here's the process of realizing Krishna.
Și ce spun aceste autorități este Krishna este Dumnezeu și există un proces de a realiza pe Krishna.
And when you become perfect, then you can see Krishna.
Și când vom deveni și noi perfect, vom putea vedea pe Krishna.
So it's an experiment.
Este un experiment.
It's science.
Este o știință.
The professors say, this is the result.
Unde profesorul spune acesta este rezultatul.
Here's the experiment.
Acesta este experimentul.
Do the experiment properly and you'll get the result.
Faci experimentul în mod corect și obții rezultatul.
And then we can confirm that what they said is correct or not.
Atunci putem confirma dacă ceea ce a spus este corect.
So ultimately, if you want to prove it for yourself, you have to do the experiment.
În final, dacă vrem să demonstrăm ceva, trebuie să facem experiment.
And you can't get around that. So, all right, well, prove it. No, I don't prove it, you prove it. You're the one who needs the proof. You perform the experiment of pure devotional service and then you see if it works or not.
Dacă cineva are înțeleg ca să demonstrăm, atunci îi spune, noi avem nevoie de dovadă, tu ai nevoie de dovadă, tu faci experimentul și demonstrează.
Just like any experiment you perform in laboratory.
Așa ca orice experiment de prin laborator.
And sometimes experiments are very, very careful.
Aceste experimente, uneori trebuie să fim foarte, foarte atenți.
I know when I was in university, sometimes we had to come in at night to do an experiment because the cars that went by disturbed the instruments.
Uneori la universitate trebuia să venim noapte să facem experimentul pentru că mașinile care treceau pe drum deranjau instrumentul.
So sometimes people say, I chanted Hare Krishna, it didn't work for me.
Uneori la oamenii spun, eu am cântat Hare Krishna și n-a funcționat pentru mine.
But no one in the university is going to accept that because the experiment didn't work for you, therefore the hypothesis is wrong. They're just going to tell you did the experiment wrong. So if chanting Hare Krishna doesn't work for you, then you better get back into the
laboratory.
And of course, because the chanting and the process, it can't be done in a challenging spirit. That's part of the problem.
Procesul nu poate fi făcut într-un mod provocator.
You need to have faith and you need to be humble.
Trebuie să avem credință și trebuie să fim umili.
So it's also dependent on a certain attitude.
De asemenea, depinde de o anumită atitudine.
But ultimately, anyone can prove to themselves that Krishna is God if they follow the process.
Dar oricine poate demonstra condiția lui Krishna ca Dumnezeu dacă urmează procesul.
So Krishna says, Bhava Gyana Tapasa Putramad Bhava Magata. He says, many people in the past, by knowledge of me, they've attained love for me.
Krishna spune, în trecut, multe persoane prin cunoașterea despre mine au obținut iubirea pentru mine.
Bhava Gyana Tapasa Putramad Bhava Gyana. By knowledge of me, they've attained love for me.
Prin cunoașterea despre mine au obținut iubirea.
Okay, now we'll stop. And thank you very much. And we'll just continue tomorrow morning. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Jai Nitai Guru ki jai. Shiva Ramaharaj.